USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fully vaccinated people can now shed masks indoors in most instances.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the agency still recommends wearing masks in crowded indoor areas such as buses, planes, and hospitals. As far as what this new guidance means for businesses, Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
they're still not addressing about the unvaccinated people, and I think that businesses are going to have a really hard time moving forward with this unless they're going to mandate that their employees and all of their patrons that are coming in are vaccinated.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden meeting with Republican senators at the White House on Thursday to discuss his infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
A group of retired military officers are questioning the 2020 election results.
More than 120 retired military officers calling themselves Flag Officers for America have written to President Biden to tell him his election was less than legitimate and questioning his mental acuity. In the letter, they say, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Some of the notable signatures, Major General Joe Arbuckle, General William Boykin, Major General Joseph T. Anderson. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Colonial Pipeline forked over nearly $5 million last week to the Eastern European criminal group that hacked the company, shuttering the largest oil pipeline in the United States, spurring widespread gas shortages and panic buying across the Southeast. The company resuming operations Wednesday evening, and by Thursday morning, product was flowing to most of the markets it services. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senators say they have enough votes to pass a bill aimed at preventing sexual assault in the military. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand telling NBC News they have 61 co-sponsors to put the bill over the filibuster threshold. The New York Democrat saying this vindicates years of work to secure social justice for military survivors. The measure would move cases out of the military chain of command to train military prosecutors. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is standing by the Biden administration's response to the surge of illegal immigrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mayorkas telling a Senate hearing parents are sending their kids to the United States to escape horrible conditions in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
We are addressing the needs of unaccompanied children who arrive at our southern border, children who have fled torture, persecution, extreme violence, and poverty.
The Food and Drug Administration is reviewing its restrictions on the abortion-inducing drug mifepristone. That's according to court filings. The news comes after the FDA lifted one restriction on the abortion pill in April, allowing it to be sent by mail for at-home abortions. Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith reacting to this news by saying, quote, the Biden-Harris administration is putting the health and safety of women at risk to advance its extreme abortion agenda, close quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.